and welcome to Siena Heights Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John Kane here, ready to bring you a great show this evening. We're going to kick things off with Alexa Matta. She is the head coach of the Siena Heights University women's lacrosse team. Hi, Alexa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's been a fantastic year for Siena Heights women's lacrosse, hasn't it?
It was definitely a slow start, but we definitely pulled it together, and we are now going to the national tournament. So I can't say too much here to complain.
Absolutely. So kind of take us back, because let us know what happened, you know, even before the season started. What were your feelings? Did you feel at the beginning of the season that you had a squad that was capable of making the national tournament?
Yes, I think that was one thing that was very exciting about our squad last year going into this year, is we were going to be a very talented squad still. So when that did not reflect right off the bat, I think it got the girls and even myself were kind of like, whoa, this was not what we were expecting. So we really had to change some things. We actually completely scrapped our offense and restarted four games in because we were like, something's not working. And after we did that, it was, I don't know, the light bulb turned on and things started to connect, and we've been smooth sailing since then. But I really think it caught the girls and myself by surprise, since we had a little bit of a rougher start than I think we were anticipating.
So the changes that you made to the Saints' offensive attack, were they, did you just tweak, or were they substantial changes?
They were a big change. I definitely think that we pretty much took what our offensive plays we had, we threw them out the window. We started drawing all new ones. We really tried to find the strong suits of our top players and really make our offense around those. That way we were really trying to put the ball in the stick of those top Dodgers and those top girls that can finish right on top of the goalie.
So I'm assuming that, you know, you were designing plays. Did you get input from any of your assistant coaches or the players when you came up with this new design?
Yeah, I definitely. So one thing that's really awesome is our team is very big on, we all want to make sure that we feel everyone's thoughts are valued. So when we put in a new play, I really like to have the girls be involved in it and see what their thoughts were. So when we were looking at that, I sent it out to a handful of our upperclassmen, kind of expressed kind of where we're at, then put it into our software so that they could kind of see exactly who I would want in what position. And I think that's where we really, the girls' minds really allowed them to fully buy in. So I really allowed them to think that it was an option that they were saying yes or no to, but it was really what we were putting in and we were going to stick to it. But I think the way that we sold it to the girls, it really made them think that, okay, this is something that we can do together, and that's what we did.
Were you surprised early on that what you had originally come up with to start the season wasn't working? Because, I mean, you had the entire off season to kind of get ready for the beginning of the season, and it, like you said, it wasn't working.
Yes and no. So I think I was, like I said, so excited about the talent that of the team that we had this year, coming off a talented year last year. I didn't realize the key pieces that we lost. Of course, obviously, any person that moves on is going to be missed from the program. But Jenna Somerville on the offensive end was a huge threat to us that she did more than looking back at it, we're like, dang, Jenna used to always be here. Jenna used to do that. Same with Katie Tapia, who graduated last year. So I think we just really had to make some tweaks so that we could find the people who needed to step into those roles of the ones that moved on. And that's what this new offense did.
So obviously, I mean, you had a darn good handle on your squad and what it was capable of to be able to not only make the change so early in the season, but to get the dramatic result.
Yeah, I definitely, and that's where I'm so blessed with such a great group of girls that truly trust me, but want to take this to the next level. They're always wanting to go to, okay, what is something new that we can put up our sleeves for this next game? And I just think that their drive and constant want to be better is very contagious, to the point that that's constantly how I'm wanting. I'm always wanting to be putting something in on the offensive end so they seem excited. So same with our defensive clears and all of that. So it's just very exciting. It's just a great squad that I have.
So did the changes, did it involve moving personnel around to different positions, or did that all remain the same?
For the most part, it remained the same. There were a couple people that we just kind of had to go over more. This is your role. Your role is to really make sure you're getting that ball down to here, or your role is to really keep that defender occupied. And once we kind of really went through the roles and stuff, I think that helped people see kind of where we needed them. But really drastic changes, I wouldn't say anything too crazy.
And did it change the way you practiced?
Oh, yes, 100%. I think it changed the way that our defense runs. I think our defense is so much more, stronger. They have better stick skills. Their communication on slides and picks, because that's what our offense runs, is now making our defense even stronger. So I think it's definitely amped up both sides of the field for us.
Okay, well, we kind of made some switches here. Normally, we start the program, and for the most part, we get the questions from our master, and that is Fred Smith. But I decided tonight to kind of take the bull by the horns, because I wanted to know what was going on. When you go struggle first four games, and all of a sudden, boom, you guys are championship caliber team. That was pretty amazing, and I had to get that out before Fred jumped in, because sometimes he gets going and I don't necessarily get a chance to ask some questions
a little bit here. Can you hear me? Am I on here?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, so
yep.
Anyhow, coach, it was so funny, we were sitting up at Siena and I was trying to get our men's soccer lacrosse coach to come on at 20-7, right? And Coach Mata says, "Hey, man, we got to get going." Well, my watch said 5:30. I go, "Oh, we got time." I get in the car, my watch stopped. And so you talk about, would this be a great story for a professor? Here I am, 68 years old almost, and still acting like I'm 15.
Something's never changed.
No, it doesn't, Coach. Anyhow, I was listening on the way here when I was speeding. Thank God Adrian's Finest didn't get me. But we talked about this when we started the year, that you had this Tom Izzo-like schedule,
Yep.
I mean that out of great respect. And you knew it was going to be difficult. But I saw quoted, when you were 0-4, but I don't think you lost any team that wasn't ranked, And I listened to what you said to coach, or to my coach, John Kane here, that a couple players you underestimated their loss. We do. And that's the one thing about, you don't really know unless you have those scrimmages, right, or those early season games. And I think that's what the early season games or matches did for you. It really identified, and you guys improved. And
yep.
I'm just so proud of you. I can't say it enough that, and I don't mean to jump ahead, and if John talked about this match that in a championship game, oh my goodness, that had to be quite a, can you talk to us about that?
Yeah.
Against Lawrence Tech, who was undefeated, and And I think, didn't we get ahead of them? Or tell us about the match.
That was such a great game on both ends. LTU is a great squad. They are always that team you're always trying to run with. So going into that game, we knew they were undefeated. They played some of the best teams, still undefeated. So we knew that it was going to be a hard team to play. When we went in, and luckily we were in the WAC championship game last year at LTU. Right. Unfortunately, that did not go our way. But it was nice that our girls were on that stage before. It wasn't the first time they were right out there. We came out guns blazing. We put the ball in the back of the net right off the bat, and the girls just had that fire. And that's just from then on, it was just goal after goal, back and forth, back and forth. We were up by two.
That's right.
And then they would come trickling up, and then we would go up by two. So with only 4 minutes left, we were up by two. Unfortunately, some very unfortunate calls happened that were the right calls. It was just super unfortunate, and they ended up having three back-to-back-to-back goals, and the time ran out. So the girls played a great game. We're just excited for the rematch.
Yeah, and I'm surprised at that, Coach, because I know that it's an eight-team national tournament held, obviously, up at Lawrence Tech, correct? Aren't they hosting this?
Yep, Lawrence Tech, yep, in Southfield.
Right, and, you know, which is a great facility, and, you know, we're going to have a great bunch of fans. But in my experience in going to 12 national tournaments, you could not play a team from your league either, I don't think, in the first or second round. I thought they might switch seeds to have you play number two. I was surprised. Was that even talked about?
So I guess it was talked about. It's tough. They only take all the teams right ahead of us. I played, and we lost two. So realistically, I really don't know who I would have jumped. So it really does stink, but I think that this was the only fair way for right us to go to nationals was to put us in the eighth seed and make us have a rematch.
Right.
It stinks, but we're up for the challenge.
Well, and it's not. You've already proven you can play with them. I'm not even, and as we talk about your team in a minute and this and that, I just thought it was an NAIA policy. At least it was in basketball. You could not play a team in your own league in the first or second round. So that's what surprised me. But on the other hand, it doesn't matter. You got to play them anyhow. I mean, what's the difference? You know, believe me, you know you can play with them. But,
right.
And I know maybe John saw about this in my being tardy here. Talk about some of your players who, because I saw there was some postseason awards that came out all league in that. Talk about some of your players and what they have accomplished.
Yeah, I think one thing that's really awesome is we have a handful of girls that are very dynamic all over the field. But when they get shut down and they get face guarded, we have other people that step up. We have other tricks up our sleeve, and I think that's just so awesome. Marissa Serino, she's a fifth year. She is going to be missed dearly. She is just all over the field. Every single time we're shaking teams and coaches' hands, they're always like, gosh, you're number two. So we're going to miss her dearly. She's just all over the field. She's hungry for the ball constantly, such a workhorse. The girls look up to her. One of the underclassmen that I'm very excited about is Courtney Frankfurt. She is a freshman from Minnesota. She has been a true lights-out freshman for us. She, every single day, practices at 100%. Every game, she's not scared to get in there. She runs through every single ground ball. So I'm very excited to have lots of years with her. Same with our goalie, Emily Durr. She's a freshman, and she's been really playing well against these top teams. So I'm really excited to have some underclassmen for the next couple years. So we're not just losing Marissa. Lexi Kuhn, she's a fifth year. She's an awesome attack midfield for us. Same with Riley Wynn, huge defender for us, but she's a fifth year. So this is unfortunately her last year. So it's awesome to have these younger girls getting to learn and experience from them on the same field.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, a lot of these young ladies are handing the baton off, so to speak, to you have a great mix of fifth-year seniors or seniors and freshmen. Now, which of these young women made? Has your all-conference team been announced?
Yep.
And John's shaking his head, and I guess I don't know who made all-conference.
Well, I don't know, Fred, all-conference, but I do know that Marissa and at least one other of the lady lacrosse players are All-American, not only in lacrosse, but academic All-Americans as well.
So which one are those, Coach?
Yeah, so our all-conference came out just the other day. We have two first-teamers, Marissa Serino and Emily Pringle.
Right.
And then we have four second team. So we have then Madison Spell, who is a sophomore, so lots of time with her, which is exciting. Also, Shelby Mueller, who is also a sophomore.
Right.
Riley Wynn, who is a fifth year. Lexi Coons, who's a fifth year. And then, who's that? I have one more that I'm thinking off my top of my head. But Marissa was an All-American, the COSIA All-American for school. But they have not decided our athletic All-Americans yet.
Right, so your academic All-Americans from COSIA have been announced. Have they? And they probably haven't been announced for NAIA yet either.
Correct. Yeah.
How about your academic all conference? How many young ladies made academic all conference?
I believe we had six on our all conference.
That says a lot right there, because that shows that they certainly do more than just play. So as and I know we haven't talked in a while, you had two big wins over another Saints team, the Aquinas Saints, that you guys have, and you knew this was coming up, that you were going to have to battle them regular season and in the postseason. Talk about those matches, if you can.
Yeah, I think, one, last year with COVID, we did not get to play Aquinas.
Okay.
So going in to play Aquinas this year, this was the first time the girls have played them in years.
Wow.
So that first matchup, we were a little like, okay, let's just try and figure them out. It was a battle back and forth. We finally pulled away.
Right.
That second matchup in the playoffs, the girls just truly played lights out.
You
we played as a team. Yeah, it was such a fun game. The girls were having so much fun. And it wasn't that Aquinas even played bad. It's just, I honestly think that was one of our best games all season.
Right.
The girls just truly came out and were hungry for every ball, and it showed on the stat sheet.
Right. So when John talked to you earlier about, when you lost a few matches early against these ranked teams and you made the adjustments, how did the attitude stay strong? Because a lot of times it's not so much, the physical, it's that the kids get down mentally. How did you keep them going?
Yes, the attitudes, the morale was low at one point. I even felt that way. And I even kept telling myself, trust the process. I keep telling the girls, trust the process. It's all going to work out. And obviously it did. But I think the biggest thing was just constantly telling the girls that we have this hard schedule for a reason. This hard schedule was just to get us to win the conference, to get us to the playoffs, to the championship of the conference tournament. And that's what it did. And that's when the girls started to see, when we started playing conference games and all the stars started to align and we were winning games, that's when I think the girls started to realize this hard schedule was what was best for us.
Can you cite a turning point, either by a play or a match, that you said, okay, now we're rolling? Do you remember when that was?
I think in our Bethel game, after the Albion game, it was our last D3 team that I just scheduled just so we had a hard competitive game. We didn't pull out the win. And it was one of those things that it was the last straw. The girls and I were just like, we need to do something. And that's when we scrapped the offense, tried something else. And it was that right in that first quarter, it started to click. And the girls, their celebrations, the smiles on their faces, seeing them run the offense that was set for them based on our strong suits, that's when I felt finally we're all on the same page. And that's what I felt we were finally moving forward.
Those next four matches, Betha, who is in the WAC conference in women's lacrosse, Cleary, your crosstown game against Adrian, and home against Madonna, you guys averaged 20 goals a game, which is high. I mean,
yeah.
And your offense just really started to click from there on out. What do you do when you guys play? Is it next week? When is it you play? I'm not even sure. When does the national tournament start?
We're going to play on the 4th. Okay. So I think that's what, Wednesday?
And that is a next Wednesday.
Week from today.
Yep.
Okay. So
yep.
How do you keep your team's edge? And what type of practices, you know, are you having? Talk about your schedule with finals.
So definitely I think the hardest thing with women's lacrosse and our nationals is it's finals week.
Right.
And even being a former player, I always had to take my finals at nationals, and it's stressful. So
yeah.
We've been making sure that the girls are communicating with professors so that we can really get this kind of worked out before we leave. Our practices right now are very high intensity, competitive. We're putting them into groups. There's always something on the line. The first team to this has to run this many sprints. The first team to this doesn't have to pick up the balls. Just so it's constant, that tension, and it feels very competitive, hoping to get them into that competitive mindset. So when we step foot on the field a week from today, we're already ready.
When will you leave to go to the Southfield or Detroit area? Will it be Monday?
We're actually going to leave on Tuesday afternoon. That night, there's a Tigers game that the NAIA is bought everyone tickets for. So we're going to go and be a part of that night for a little student experience. So we're looking forward to it, but mainly looking forward to that revenge game and hoping that we can give them another run.
So you're right, it is a difficult time. And because not only finals week is next week, but usually the week before finals week, I know, you know, I guess I can't get in any trouble anymore not being AD. A lot of times our faculty people like to schedule some finals the week before finals so they don't have to do it during finals, you know. And there seems to be a lot of projects due. How are your young ladies handling the stress of all that? Are they doing, you feel like you're on top of it, or?
Yeah, I think, like I said, the girls are so committed, and that's one thing that's so awesome. Like, I have girls that will text me, and they'll be like, hey, coach, I have this big project. I'm working on it. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be leaving practice right when practice ends. Like, they are very on top of their own skill, like schoolwork, which is awesome. It makes my job so much easier, but it really allows for them to fully be focused at practice and not feel that they need to miss practice for a project or anything like that. And that really, really helps them in the classroom.
You know, you mentioned a number of seniors on your team, and I could look quickly on how many. What are some of their majors? I mean, do you know right offhand what are some of your majors of your young ladies are?
Yeah, so we have a couple biology,
ooh,
we have an accounting, we have some business. I think this is my 1 year that I don't have any nursing girls graduating. I had 6 nursing girls graduate last year.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But yeah, so I kind of have majors all over the board.
Right. Well, I know, you know, we're going to have to go to a commercial soon, but I just wanted to, we're just all so proud, because a year ago, I remember at the same time we were interviewing you. Where was Nationals at last year? I can't remember off the top of my head.
It was in Savannah, Georgia.
Yes, right. So on one hand, that's great. But to me, I think it's a big break for us because, you know, your travel is such where it's manageable. We can get a lot of people at that contest. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
So that's how I would look at it. You know, I think, and you played on the field before, so who would you play if you win? Who are the is in your side of the bracket?
That is a great question. I have literally,
I'm giving you a lot of credit. You're not looking ahead.
I know, I was about to say, wow. I'm very much like one check at a time,
Yeah.
I think one thing that's awesome is that there's a handful of teams in the bracket that we've seen before. So it's not going to be the first time, like Reinhardt and Life and Cumberland. So if we happen to match up with them, we're not too concerned. We've seen them. And I think that is something that is just so awesome for the girls. Because last year when we went down to Nationals, when we played Kaiser right off the bat, that was our first big game, ranked game that we played all season. So I think it was a little scary for the girls. If we end up pulling out the win, we're going to play the winner of Reinhardt and Life, which we played both of those teams, which I think is good.
And they didn't see the second half of the season Siena team either, you know.
Exactly.
That's the big edge we have. I just want to wish you congratulations. I'm going to push it back to the host here, John.
Okay, Coach, I've only got like two questions. My first question is, are you expecting this next match to be almost identical to the last one?
I am really hoping so. The girls have played light. The girls played lights out. They have been practicing lights out. I am really, really hoping that that's how we're going to play again. I am expecting a good match.
Okay. And my second question, and I'm going to beg forgiveness before I ask it, but are they on the training table?
What was that?
Are they on the training table?
It's who?
Are you talking food or are you talking...
I'm talking food. Are they on the training table?
No.
They're not?
It's whatever I think our cafeteria serves as the
training
table.
I think she knows what I'm asking.
I don't.
Well, I want to know if there are Pringles on the training table. I apologized in advance, didn't I, Coach?
Yep.
Yeah, you did. I didn't know where you're going in now because
most people don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, because I was gonna say at Siena we serve whatever they serve over. It used to be Benicasa, now it's over at Student Center. I didn't know where you are. You know, it's that Notre Dame education, Coach. That's all it is. Understand it.
So I just want to, you know, best of luck. It's been a fabulous year for you and your student athletes, and just wishing you all the best in your next match.
Yeah, and it's a morning match, is that right?
Yep, 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Okay,
a week
for
from
those,
today. So.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome, too. I mean, go Adam. We wish you luck.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, yeah, and our next guest up, I think, is someone you're familiar with. Her name is Marissa Serino.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with her. That's a good one.
Okay. Thanks again for being on the show. Best of luck in the future, Coach.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
All righty. Okay, That was Alexa Matta. She is the head coach of the Siena Heights University women's lacrosse team. And our next guest up is going to be that academic All-American, Marissa Serino. And we'll be back right after this year. You're listening to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back inside the cave here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, Siena Sports Weekly. And our second guest up is Marissa Serino. Hi, Marissa. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just got done with your coach, Alexa Matta.
Yeah.
And she says you're pretty good.
I try.
Well, I'm gonna hand you over to the master, Fred Smith, and I'm sure he's got a couple of questions for you.
Marissa, congratulations.
Sounds good.
This is Coach Smith. Congratulations on a great season and career, though we know it's not over yet. And you're getting, obviously, some postseason honors as we speak. And
All-League, Academic, All-America, Coast Side, et cetera. But before we get into this year, talk about your journey at Siena. Is this your fifth year at Siena? Is that correct?
What was that?
Have you been at Siena 4 or 5 years?
Five. This is my fifth year.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. So talk about, you know, your journey from freshman year to now.
Yeah. So my freshman year, my sophomore year, I was with Coach Cindy Hill. Right. She's the one that recruited me and got me to Siena. My junior year was a little weird. I took like a year off, was at home for a year, and then I came back for junior year, and Cindy is the one that brought me back on. And then shortly after she retired, she was here obviously for quite some time. So when she retired, Coach Matta took over. So I was with her my, I guess, junior year, and that ended up being the COVID year. So we weren't together too long. I think we only had 4 games, and then COVID hit, and then obviously everything got shut down. And then my senior year would have been last year, and then this year I am in my MBA, so I'm a fifth year. So I will be graduating here next week with my master's in business. So that's pretty exciting. So
that is congratulations. That speaks to anything right there is – not only getting an undergraduate degree, but to get an MBA is that good for you. So describe the type of player you are.
The type of player? I guess I would say probably a grinder. Definitely just try to work as hard as I can. I knew coming into college, you know, I was only going to get 4 years. Technically, I had 5 because of COVID. But typically, you know, you only get 4 years of college. And I really wanted to make sure I left my college career with no regrets, knowing I worked as hard as I could, I did as much as I could, and I can say leaving now, I think I've done that. You know, I don't really have any regrets. I definitely put as much as myself as I can into this team, into the program, and into, like, myself as a player. So leaving, I do feel pretty good. I don't have any regrets leaving. So, you know, that's what I wanted when I graduated. So
you know, you're from a very a legendary school, the Plymouth schools, Plymouth, Canton. They're all kind of right there. Did you play? I'm assuming you played lacrosse at Canton.
Yeah, I actually went to Plymouth, but yeah, I played lacrosse at Canton. I started my freshman year of high school. That was my first year playing lacrosse. So,
did you play any other sports or just lacrosse?
Yeah, I played hockey for probably like 15 years.
Gosh.
So I played hockey most of my youth, and then I actually picked up lacrosse to stay in state for hockey season, and then I ended up choosing lacrosse for in college over hockey. So.
Wow, that's a great story. So when Coach Hill recruited you, what led you to Siena?
Yeah, so obviously PSAP, like the Plymouth Canton schools, are huge.
Right.
And I knew going in, I didn't hate my experience in high school, but I wish it was more personal. Right. You know, I didn't really know a lot of my classmates because there was just too many of them. I graduated in the class of over like 600 people, and I didn't know who hardly any of them were. So I knew going in I wanted a small school. And the first time I met Coach Hill, I knew she was very welcoming. You know, I felt right at home my first tour at Siena, and I knew, you know, Coach Hill was always going to take care of me. If there was anything I needed, like, she just was that type of person. So that really drew me here, just like, you know, the professors were super nice and outgoing, and they knew who I was. And obviously, like, Coach Hill and her husband, Scott, like, they are just such nice people. So,
boy, you're not a kid in there. They're the best, both of the quality coach and person. Coach Hill and Scott is, you know, just a great man. So let our audience know. And again, I haven't been to Canton. It used to be Canton-Salem that were right together, the schools were. Are they still that way?
Yep. So Plymouth, I think, opened in like 2006 or 2008, and they're all on the same campus. So it's pretty like a college, you know. Like my senior year of high school, I was a Plymouth student, but I had more classes in Canton than I did in Plymouth. So I was in Canton more than I was in Plymouth. So
definitely
different.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to, you know, back in the old Adrian days, I'll tell you, Johnny's a little bit older than I am. I remember I graduated with around 400. I don't know what John did, but
352.
That was, a pretty large for this area, but, man, 600-something else. So what do you think turned your season around? I know you played tough teams, but right there, we were talking about a four-game stretch from Bethel, Adrian, Cleary, Madonna. You guys averaged 20 goals a game when you got in that streak. What really turned it around for the Saints this year?
Yeah, I think one of the big moments would be probably like our Albion game, or just like what we had planned just like was not working, and we kind of had to scratch it, and it was kind of like had to come up with something new, and it was like, all right, this is it. Like it kind of was like that mentality, like it's now or never, you know what I mean? Like we had to turn it around or else our season was probably going to be cut pretty short, and that's kind of what we did, you know, that now or never, do or die mentality. So
how much did you enjoy that Aquinas playoff game at home? That was quite a spectacle.
Yeah, that was awesome. We hosting it too was super fun, you know, having like the fans here and, you know, doing it at Siena. You know, that was like my last home game as like a Saint. So that was super cool, and it was a great way to end like my home career. So that was awesome.
Now, I know the other day on campus, and I'm switching subject, and I used to, you know, obviously for 36 years be quite involved in athletics at Siena, but Coach Siljevic brought in this unique program called the Shoespies. What do they call them?
The
Shoespies. So did you or your team get any of those awards or nominated for any of those awards? Did when that Monday night, was it, or Tuesday night? Or?
Yep. Yeah. We got the Team Community Service Award. Our team did. Right. So we did a lot of volunteering this season, so it was super cool to be recognized for that.
What are some of the things you guys did to do community service?
Yeah, so we help out a lot with the Red Cross, like the blood donations here on campus. We've worked with the Lunaway Humane Society. We did a few days at one of the food shelters, like organizing, helping them unpack stuff, so stuff like that.
How are you getting ready? Given it's a little bit different, you're going for your master's degree. Is your academic load pretty much finished now, or are you still have things to do before your opening match at the national tournament?
Yeah, so I think my class ends on Monday, so I should have everything done before that. So it's wrapping up pretty quickly.
How are the other young ladies in the undergrad, where, you know, a lot of finals, are they handling the stress pretty well? Because it is tough to have to play a national tournament during finals.
Yeah, I think they are. It helps that, like, they had, you know, like, this week to prepare. It's still stressful, but I do think they're handling it really well, so.
All right, so talk about Lawrence Tech. That's, you know, up the road, 15 miles or so, 20 miles from maybe not even that far. You should have a good crowd there of yourself, but talk about Lawrence Tech and what do you have to do to be successful in that first-round contest.
Yeah, what we did Saturday is definitely on the right track. I think we just need to really value possession, value our time on offense. Like, the more we have the ball, the less they can score, you know? So really taking advantage of what they give us, capitalizing on any mistakes that they make, and making as little mistakes as we can.
Right. So what type of game did you feel you had in the WAC championship game? Did you have a strong game, you think?
I do. I do think we had a really strong game. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. You know, if you remember, last Saturday was very warm. So I think that also made it difficult. It was like high 70s, low 80s that day. And I don't think either team was really prepared for weather like that.
Right.
So it definitely took us a little bit to adjust to playing in that. But yeah.
I'm sure that you've, during your 4 or 5 years at Siena, you've made some close friends. Is your crowd, so to speak, you hang around, are they mostly women's lacrosse players, or is there, in other words, you spend Do you have a lot of friends on the lacrosse team or certain people that you're real close to?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think this year has been really cool because I feel like, as a whole, we're all just very close in general. I wouldn't say, like, I have, like, a specific crowd that I
right.
hang out with. You know, I could sit in a room with any of the girls and, you know, have a really good time with any of them. So that's been really nice.
What was your philosophy? You remember when you were a freshman. What types of things did you have to do the last few years to bring along some of the young players? What advice did you give them? And, would you say you're a verbal or outgoing leader, or do you lead by example?
Probably a little bit of both. I definitely am more outspoken, I'd say. Obviously, like I have been here for 5 years, so I have been through quite a lot here, and I do think I would say I lead by example as well. I try to, you know, work as hard as I can and hope that it rubs off on everyone else, you know, and that motivates them. So I would say a little bit of both.
So tell us where exactly on the lacrosse field your position is. I don't know if John, I know he had a little bit more of a background at a younger age at lacrosse when he was at Notre Dame than I certainly did. I learned all my lacrosse in the last 12, 15 years since we started the program. So where do you play on the field?
Yeah, so I am a midfielder, so I basically am everywhere except the crease, the goal circle,
right. Yeah.
Where the goalie is. So I'm pretty involved on the defensive end, the transition end, and the offensive end. So honestly, everywhere. This has probably been my most defensive season to date. Before, I was definitely, like, a strong offensive player, and this year I really have, like, I feel like I've grown so much as a defensive player, and I actually feel like I am more involved on the defensive end as I ever have been. So definitely all over.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that your game has really grown, what I'm hearing you say, defensively. And I remember Coach talking that other coaches kept complimenting you that you were everywhere, you know. You know, your size, has that been a problem? Or, you know, because you're not the tallest person in the world.
No.
And has that been an advantage, disadvantage in lacrosse? Speak to that.
It's a little bit of both. I've always been the shortest person on every team I've ever been on, hockey, lacrosse, every team. So you definitely get used to it. I'd say it's an advantage in the sense that I draw a lot of yellow cards, but it's also a disadvantage
right.
because I'm getting hit a lot more than everyone else. My head is just right at, like, if I'm going against someone that's taller than me, their elbow is at my head level. So it's not like it's on purpose. It's just unfortunate.
So you've gotten through these 5 years pretty much injury-free?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that's because of your hockey background, that you're used to that contact?
I think that helps. And then I also, I work with, like, an athletic trainer over the summer and then off-season to basically strengthen and prepare myself, working on injury prevention. We do a lot of, like, stuff regarding, like, knees, agility, making sure, like, my knees are ready and strong enough to withhold all the agility and the quick movements and stuff like that. So that helps.
Well, I've taken too much of your time, but man, what a career you've had. And Wednesday morning is going to be a great day to be a Saint, I'm sure. And I and all of the Cave and the Adrian and Sienna community wish you and your team a lot of luck as I turn you back to John.
Well, Marissa, we're going to have to let you go. We probably got somebody else who's going to try and call in, maybe. We're going to see. But what I got a couple questions for you. First of all, you're very good at putting the biscuit in the basket. Were you always a prolific scorer, or did that evolve as your career went on?
It definitely evolved. As I got older, I think I learned how to shoot better, how to aim better, and how to fake better, fake it all. So I definitely think that's grown as time has gone on.
Well, I just want to say congratulations on all the honors that you've had throughout your career at Sienna Heights. And obviously, we're wishing you everything to get the equalizer on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Let's just flip the script and get the equalizer and move on.
Yeah.
Right, Coach?
You bet. And Marissa, is this correct to say that how many goals did you score this year?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
It says here in the stats, if this is correct, 51, could that be correct?
Something like that, I think.
Unbelievable. 51, that's got to be almost a school record. I don't know what that is, but wow. Before you let you go, I just want to let our audience know. That's our second leading scorer, I think, had 35 Madison Spell. So, man alive. Plus, he had 27 assists, so he had 78 points. So, well, anyhow, good luck. And again,
thank you.
We'll see you at graduation and next Wednesday.
Congratulations. Yep. Best of luck, Marissa.
Thanks so much.
All righty. We're going to be back one more time. We're going to hopefully have one more guest here for our show. So keep it tuned here. You're listening to Siena Sports Weekly, rather, here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Siena or Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We have just a few minutes left on the program. So, Coach, I want to talk to you now. I mean, classes are ending at Siena, but we still have other things going on from our standpoint, The Cave. We are actually going to have our final baseball-softball game will be Saturday, but of course we'll have some more high school stuff. So we still have a few things because there's the spring sports still have to wrap up.
Right, and that's kind of the sad thing to me about small college baseball and softball. It'd be great if we could play into May, you know, and because the weather gets better and whatnot.
Yeah. But
it is what it is. You saw our golf teams just played their league tournaments. I think our men were, our women were fifth, and our men were sixth or seventh. But they played, you know, pretty well up in Battle Creek.
Well, that softball doubleheader yesterday, that was a little wicked.
Yeah, and it really was wicked when you blow a four-run lead in the last inning. And I know that you know, they're struggling down the stretch. But, you know, and right on the horizon, I think is Saturday, I believe. Maybe it's Friday. I should check. The men who beat Lourdes last night, they were 7-2 in the conference, and they'll play Aquinas in a 2-3 matchup. And I think the winner of that match, to me, will not only get a chance to play for the WAC title, but I think will – kind of stamped their way into the WAC national tournament. So they've been on a run themselves, our men have, and that's exciting. Our track teams are, you know, getting ready to go to nationals. And what's special about our national tournament this year down at Gulf Shores and is that Coach Bauer will be inducted into the NAIA Track Coaching Hall of Fame. And our men's baseball team ends up this weekend. They won't get it postseason play, but our women's softball may eke in. So as things, you know, are going quickly, but the sun was out today, John, and that's a harbinger of good things to come.
Well, and I just want to remind everyone, because of live-action conflicts, we're doing a Wednesday night show. But remember, next week we'll be back on Monday night, right here with Siena.
Yeah, and with our Women's
Sports
Soccer
Weekly
program, which is a very, very strong program.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for the program here this evening. This is John Kane for Fred Smith saying so long here on Saints Sports Weekly on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.